good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live, link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show, and you can fill out the 2023 listener survey while you're there. And golly, I'm a little choked up here. Oh, I had so much fun on that love train, sending the love. And of course, I was sending to Tokate Lolita. Well, I gotta tell you, Nathan, I tend to close my eyes when I'm dancing, and I was just dancing around and sending. And then all of a sudden, it was maybe like three quarters of the way, almost to the end of the song. You know, in my mind, I feel us all love training, and we have a love train together. All of a sudden, Tokate was there. Lolita was there. Oh. And she joined the love train with us and was right in line. And then right at the very, just in the last 30, 45 seconds, maybe, she started jumping. And
dancing was jumping out of the water?
Yeah. And celebrate. Yeah.
Any backflips?
Yeah. No. I've never seen an orca do a backflip, but maybe they do. But well, anyway, it was... I could just sit here and revel in that feeling and seeing her being so elated that she's coming home. So just please, everyone know, this is not a repeat of Keiko. And in my opinion, that whole thing was totally screwed up. But the biggest screw up was nobody tuned in to us communicators. Nobody cared what Keiko wanted. And it's not that I don't think they cared. They just assumed what was best for him and don't understand that we can communicate with these beings legitimately on a level that we can understand. And so can they. And we have answers for these things. Eventually, there'll be communicators working in all aspects of animal care, and these won't be issues anymore. But just so you know right now, please don't get into the negativity of this is going to be a failure like Keiko, because it's completely different. Keiko did not want to be released. He wanted to stay with people. And he proved that for the, you know, what happened. But Lolita remembers her family. Her mother's alive. A small family is still alive. She knows the language. They can find her in Puget Sound. And I can't wait to experience that joy. So let's all hold that picture and that thought. Whew. Okay, then. Now I'm going to pull myself back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of helping animal friends and the humans that these animal friends care for, that would be Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And my understanding is that we've had a change of human since yesterday. And I believe that I get to talk to Amanda again. Amanda, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Hey, I'm glad to chat with you and so forth, but want to make sure, is Laura just busy? Is she okay? I hope she is.
Laura was out late last night making sure people had their stuff, so she decided to kind of rest this morning, and I told her I would take it for her.
Bless you, because, Laura, man, that woman works so hard, and... just, you know, a lot of challenges in her life, and it's wonderful that Amanda, that you're there and can be here when she's been out working too hard taking care of all the animals. So since you are joining us, let's give you the task to start with for anyone that's not listening, and or for anyone who is listening and hasn't listened before and doesn't know about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Please give us the lowdown on what you guys are all about.
Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is an amazing program that goes out and does outreach and makes sure that those animals living with owners that are experiencing homelessness have what they need. And that is food, supplies. If they need vet care, we can schedule it with our vet, which is Greenwood Animal Hospital. If if somebody's going into treatment or has a medical emergency, we can provide boarding. We have fosters. So we're really we have a large scope for the people that we serve and a lot of love. And not only do we provide for the animals, when we come into things that humans need, such as these cold snaps, we also give hand warmers, sleeping bags when we have them, anything to make these families' lives a little easier and keep them together.
I'm constantly amazed at the work that y'all do, because, you know, we don't realize that with the homeless population of humans out there, that there's another population of homeless, and that, of course, would be the animals that love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine. Yeah, go ahead.
I think many of us with animals, you know, we see things happen, hurricanes, floods, and I think most of us say, I could never, ever leave my animal behind.
Yep.
And I think that's where, you know, a lot of us are, and even those that are experiencing homelessness, this is their family.
It is. It is. And sometimes it's the only thing that keeps them going, keeps them alive.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, there might be days that I don't feel like getting out of bed. I don't feel like doing stuff. But I've always had my animals. And so I always had to pull up my big girl pants and get responsible and take care of them. You know that, I don't know, so many I've heard say, well, you know, if you're homeless, you can't afford animals, you shouldn't have them. But come on.
Sure that that's not it, right? We make mm-hmm. sure to take that barrier away, because we truly believe that this is a family unit. And it
yeah.
would do damage not only to the animal, but the person, if we were to sever that tie.
And these animals are of such great benefit to these people.
Yep.
And it is their family. And some, in many cases, in most cases, I would say their only family. So
yes.
Fortunately, we have Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, and they don't just help to take care of dogs. You know, if somebody has cats or rabbits or, you know, whatever they got.
Yeah. No, we go the scope.
Yeah, you put and you
dogs, but we all animals.
Right. And so you supply food and treats and equipment like leashes or collars or harnesses, stuff like that, maybe toys. But you also, like you said, you provide for the human animal as well, in terms of tents or sleeping bags or coats or, like you said, hand warmers, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And it's just amazing work that y'all do. And sometimes you're just driving around to different locations, aren't you, and distributing supplies and food and stuff?
Yes, and that's one of the things that's so great about Laura, is she's such a wonderful soul. And so she goes out, and she just goes out during the times that everybody is going to be congregated and sees, you know, she sees animals, or if there's somebody she knows, she makes sure to pack bags and things for any animals that she may run across, and really goes out and seeks out that those people and those animals, so that we're meeting them where they're at and not having to put another thing on their plate.
Yeah, and that's what I really love about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, is the story. And both of you are part of this. And just if any of you that don't know, Laura and her family found themselves homeless some time ago, and fortunately, she was able to get it together and elevate her family out of the homeless situation. But instead of taking her dolls and dishes and going off on a merry life, she decided to pay it backwards and forwards and inside out, upside down and backwards, and of course has dedicated her life to helping the homeless, and especially the homeless animals that live with these people and love them. And then I think you have a similar story, Amanda. Laura started helping you, and now you're helping with everybody else. So
yeah, I had no choice but to live under a bridge, unfortunately. And Laura found me and my dog, Rowan, who will be 7 in just a couple days. And really provided, you know, support for Rowan, support for myself, an ear to listen. And when I was housed and started doing the work, I just, you know, am so thankful, and she's one of my best friends now. So we work,
you know,
very well
I'm getting
together.
The same, folks. I don't know if you are tuning in, but you've got your hearts open, because I'm feeling the same love, joy, and hair in my heart that I felt for Tokate and Lolita and her story, but for Laura and Amanda and Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, because they're doing this great kind of work. They're rescuing animals, but the humans and everything. And man, you guys have created such an incredible program, because you've got all the bases covered. Not only do you, you know, drive around and pass out, you know, supplies, but as you already mentioned, if these animals have veterinary or medical care or needs or emergencies, then you help with that. And Greenwood Animal Hospital does your veterinary work. Now, it's important for all of you who are listening to understand that Greenwood doesn't pay for it, but
no,
they do it and keep a long tab for Seattle Dogs. And that can be overwhelming. And so you can, if you want to donate to the cause, you can directly donate to Greenwood Animal Hospital and their Seattle Dogs Homeless Program account. So you can call and donate directly that way, or you can donate to Seattle Dogs in general. But the other nice thing that you do is, you imagine being homeless and then needing some job training or rehab or go to the hospital or something. I wouldn't do it if I had to leave my animal friends, and many others wouldn't either. But you guys have covered that base, because you will have their animal boarded while they're doing what they need to do, so that they can get their animal when they've completed their training or rehab or whatever it is. And I just think that's phenomenal. Now the other thing is, I think that on Mondays, aren't you down in Georgetown at the food bank to hand things out too?
Soto. Yeah, okay. the Soto Food Bank on 4th.
All right. And when are you there? You're out there Mondays when?
3 to 6.
So 3 to 6 p.m. at the Soto Food Bank.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Okay. Now, is that a place where people could drop off donations to you as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. All right.
And on the site, seattledogs.info, we do have ways to donate, and we also have an Amazon wish list. And so people can purchase directly off of that and have it sent.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, Amazon ended their Smile thing, which I always used that, and you guys were the, you know, the shelter that, you know, my percentage went to. But they've ended that, and they said they were going to give in other ways. Are they donating in some way?
I am actually not sure on that.
I don't think they are, so I don't know what's going on with that. But
I haven't heard anything, but we do have the wish list.
Yeah. I don't know why they quit doing that.
Donating directly or to Greenwood, if there's vet care. The need is very high.
All righty. So looking at the clock, I need to put you on standby for a moment while we take care of our advertisers, and then we will come back and find out whatever else Amanda wants to share with us before we wrap up and head on to the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga at the bottom of the hour. So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the last hour of our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. And she and Dr. Nels, her brother, will be in the studio with me next Sunday to do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. We were real busy last month, and Linda had taken the month off, so it's just Dr. Nels. So hopefully you'll all call again next week, and so we can get you all healed up for all of that. Ooh, I just had a hit. Nathan, help me remember. I'm going to ask Dr. Nels and Linda to start doing remote treatments for Tokate and Lolita.
Good idea.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. So you help me remember that if I don't remember. Anyway. They will be in the studio next week, and she continues to give a free, introductory session to anybody who calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you, and that would be 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. All righty, then. We are, we are going to head back to the phones and finish up with Amanda. I don't know. I know Nathan's on the phone right now, I think probably talking to Bima on my next interview. But I don't think, Laura, do I have, or Amanda, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, great. So what else do we need to know about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program here before we run out of time?
Just that it's an amazing program. And if you're really looking for a way to promote the health and wellness of the animals, of the family unit, and give people a way to get ahead, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, it is amazing. And you can donate at a couple, at least, of different ways. You can call directly or go directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital, and you can donate to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program Veterinary Fund, help pay the vet bills, or you can go to the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program website, and that's seattledogs.info.
.info. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seattledogs.info, and you can donate through the website, or
and you can also follow us on social media.
Okay, and tell us where to find you on social media.
You can look at Seattle Dogs Homeless Program on Instagram and or Facebook.
All righty. And then they can always use supplies, canned and dry food for dogs and cats, and any kind of supplies. Also, you know, human supplies. And if you want to donate some things, you can go to the Soto Food Bank between 3 and 6 tomorrow afternoon. They're there every Monday. Or I know Laura always tells us some other store you can drop off supplies at. Do you know what that?
I do not at this time because there's a couple different ones. But you can always go again to our website and contact us and let us know, and we can come pick those things up.
All right.
It kind of removes the you having to drop it off. We will come pick it up.
Wonderful. So seattledogs.info, you can let them know you've got stuff to donate, and they'll arrange with you how to have that happen.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I sure appreciate you, Amanda, and taking the time to chat with us this morning. Please give our love to Laura, and I hope she's hopefully gotten a good Sunday morning off and a little bit of a rest. And but I can see why she was out. I mean, it's been cold, and I had grapple, yeah. And I had snow this morning. Nathan's had snow down at his house today, and so yeah, I imagine people are still pretty cold out there.
They are.
Thank you for all the work that you do. Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you for all the great work that you guys do. Keep it up. And we will look forward to chatting with either you or Laura. My goodness, the first Sunday of May.
Yep.
All righty. Thanks, Amanda.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Boy, Nathan, it's always such good to hear from Laura and Amanda and the incredible work that they do. I sure hope, folks, that you guys will get out there and support them. And remember, we've got to find them a vehicle, a used van or a pickup with a canopy. Because can you imagine Laura driving around in her junky little car, dropping supplies off? They need a good vehicle that would make it so much easier. And of course, they're a 501(c), so it's all tax deductible. So if you know of anybody or yourself, if you've got a used van or pickup with a canopy they could use to deliver supplies with, you'd like to donate to Seattle Dogs, then go to seattledogs.info, or you can contact me and I'll help the contact happen. Anyway, please support them. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. It's really important. All righty then. Anything I need to know about, or we are good to go?
We're good to go to our next guest of Shelter right. Rescue Sanctuary.
All righty. So we are going to address the human animal now and chat with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And I'm delighted to say, I mean, we haven't talked to him on the air for a while, but he's a regular, and that would be Bhima Breckenridge is joining us. Good morning, Bhima, and welcome back to
good
Animal
morning,
World.
Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thanks for having us back.
No, you're good. So welcome. Now, he's sounding like we're not quite in sync voice-wise, Nathan. Is there anything going on there?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're probably good. I'm just talking over you.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm assuming that you did service this morning
at the
temple? And it was a good service? All right.
Palm Sunday.
I don't get to watch it until after the show. Then I have to watch it online. But
it was a good one.
All right. So nice to hear. Now, you haven't been on with me for a while. I can't remember how long it's been since you did the Ananda interview with me. But
maybe a year, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not so sure how long. Yeah, it's been a while. But we kind of, keep track of all of you that we talk to on a regular basis, kind of as family. And you've sort of had some changes in your family because you've got your wonderful wife, Bhakti. And then I can remember back when your boy was sick, because he has such a great name, little Ezra was born.
Yeah.
So how old is Ezra now?
He's five.
Oh, jeez. Well, time flies, I guess, when you're having a good time. And I remember when he was born. I think we even talked about it on the air, but... Anyway, it used to be, I think the last time we talked to you, you were still living like in the community, Linwood community.
Oh, well, that would have been 2 years ago then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And then, but you're now up in the farm territory, the Ananda Farms.
That's right. We're up on Kamano Island.
Kamano
just
Island.
Down the road from the farm, Ashram.
Ah, okay. So how are you doing? Is it a better place for your family and Ezra and all of that up at the farm? Oh, I bet it's wonderful.
It's wonderful to have the space to run around and play outside and with all the nature everywhere on Kamano. It's just gorgeous.
And then, one of my favorite people to chat with, not to take anything away from you, Bhima, but one of my favorite people to chat with is your brother, Will, because I just adore him. And I haven't seen him for a while, but he has that little twinkle in his eye that always gets me. But I love chatting with him. And of course, we have... watched him get married. And then he, of course, and his lovely wife, PN, and both of you, that's kind of interesting. Both of you met your wives kind of through the Ananda connection, didn't you?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so now, because Will and PN and little Leo, now how old is Leo?
He just turned two.
Okay, so Ezra's 5, Leo's 2, and now you're kind of you're up in the same area together, and I bet that's got to be great fun having your family so close and the cousins together.
Yeah, such a treat.
Now, at 5 and 2, are they at a stage yet where they really get along and love each other and stuff, or
yeah, they're starting to play more because Leo's excellent. Starting to get words, and you know, he can talk and he can understand things, and they both love vehicles, cars, construction, trains. So they're getting along really well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Because I remember as a child, Bhima, now we didn't live close to my cousins, but I remember it was one of the greatest things we looked forward to was getting to see our cousins and be able to play.
Yeah.
And we weren't all exactly the same age, but boy, we melded and got along really well. So anyway, I'm just really pleased that your families are together up there and it's all working so well. So thanks for catching us up on your personal stuff.
For sure.
So now we know you with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. I think we're most familiar with you because you manage the East-West Bookshop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And of course, the East West Bookshop for, gosh, decades was in the Roosevelt area of Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then wasn't it, I think it was kind of pandemic time, didn't it, that had to shut down and move to the temple in Bothell?
Yep. And that's where we are currently. So we're
still there.
Yep. Joining our efforts with Ananda and, producing events here in person, as well as having a small shop with books and crystals. And the meditation center here has some wonderful gifts and tools for meditation and spiritual living as well. So it's really a nice harmony.
So that's all at the Bothell Temple, the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, the Canyon Park area. It's just south of the 405 interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there had been talk in the past, and I'm catching up because I don't see you very often, that you were looking for another physical location for East-West.
That would be wonderful. It's all contingent on the divine plan. You know, it's got to come through some people who are really inspired because it's more than just one person can do. So we are hopeful for that. And are definitely open to that that flow of energy expressing itself again. But right now,
but in the meantime, the East-West operates out of the Blue Lotus Temple. And sometime in the future, though, it's likely that you'll have another physical location somewhere. I think you're even thinking about maybe the Camino area, aren't you?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. So we're tuning in, and we're hoping.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll think good thoughts for you on that. Now you are joining us specifically to talk about a big, huge event that's coming up in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, if you've been paying attention, then we switched out the regular Ananda ad that we normally run on Sundays to highlight this big event. So it already ran earlier in the show, Bhima. Something big's happening in town on May 6th. So why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, on May 6th, which is coming up, I think 5 weeks away, something like that. We are having an afternoon day-long event that is a what we're calling an immersion into a life of meditation and yoga. So
I like that. Say that again. Immersion into a life of meditation and yoga.
An afternoon immersion into a life of meditation and yoga.
Ooh, and you know, you haven't been with us in the show, but my heart is all involved with the great news that we have that Lolita Tokate, orca whale, is coming home to Puget Sound. And we said immersion, I immediately thought of Lolita diving into the spiritual Sunday. So anyway.
Indeed. Nice synchronicity.
I love the title of that. That sounds like, now see, I just thought our worldwide spiritual directors, Naya Swamis, Jyotish, and Devi were coming to town, but I didn't realize that there's this big, huge day and events scheduled. So tell us all about it.
We're going to start in the morning, 11:30, and there's opportunity to explore Ananda spiritual intentional community aspects. You can shop the Ananda Farm ashram things like produce and soaps and candles and things like that, and visit East West. And then the main events really start off at 12, where we're going to be doing an Ananda yoga demonstration with our highly trained Ananda yoga teachers. And you get a chance to see the postures, perhaps in a way you haven't seen before. And
probably, is that going to be moderated by Dr. Morley?
You got it.
Yeah, because you know, everybody, we love Dr. Morley, and he's the only doctor of yoga that I've ever heard of, and he's phenomenal. So, and if you haven't been to a yoga demonstration with Dr. Morley, you know, kind of talking and explaining about, oh, it's phenomenal. You'll want to do yoga all the time, every day for the rest of your life if you listen to him.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so, you know, that's not all with Morley. At 12:30 after the demonstration, he'll be going into some storytelling from ancient India. And that's,
oh man, I could listen to him read the phone book. And then because I love his Indian accent and all of that, but my gosh, he's so knowledgeable, and the way he puts together a story and weaves it and tells it, it's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really enchanting. You feel as if you're there, and time and space slips away.
So that's at 12:30. He's going to be speaking. Do you know what he's talking about?
It's in line with the theme of the day, Joy is Within
okay.
You.
It's so whatever it is, it'll be fabulous.
Yeah, it's a story. It's an ancient story from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very ancient yoga text that has wonderfully inspiring stories that apply to today as well and to each person's own spiritual journey. So it's going to be transporting as always.
Oh yeah. All right, so then what happens after Dr. Morley mesmerizes us all with his wonderful stories?
Right, well, we're going to have some time then for some wonderful performance from the Ananda singers and so the beautiful folk music of Swami Kriyananda. And following that is going to be a period of guided meditation for people to experience some of the techniques of meditation that come through this tradition. And that'll be led by our spiritual directors, Nayaswami Sriman and Padma. And then we have the keynote talk from Jyotish and Devi, who are not only the spiritual directors of Ananda worldwide, which is a worldwide movement of meditation and yoga, but they're also, in recent years, were named by the United Nations Global Peace Ambassadors in recognition of their efforts, their spiritual efforts towards peace and harmony in the world. So it's really a pleasure not only for Ananda to host them, but for them to come to the Seattle area and to be giving a talk.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, somehow I missed that. I didn't know that they had gotten that appointment from the United Nations. That's really incredible.
Yeah.
And of course, it's well deserved. Well deserved.
They're going to be giving a talk, Martha. It's titled Free Yourself from Worries, Habits, and Limiting Beliefs, which I think just covers the basis in this day and age of so much turmoil.
Say that title one more time.
Free Yourself from Worries, Habits, and Limiting Beliefs.
Ooh, how many of us need to do that? I'm raising my hand.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, and following that, there will be food throughout the day. There'll be sandwiches, and we'll have an afternoon tea following the talk, which everybody's invited to come to and have lovely savories and snacks and tea. And we're turning the yoga hall where we normally do yoga into an art gallery that's featuring, not only are they is Jyotish one of the co-directors of Ananda Worldwide, but he's also an amazing meditation-inspired painter. And so
yeah, I have several of his paintings on my altar.
Yeah. Oh, they're incredible. And we're setting up a gallery in the yoga hall so people can enjoy the astral artwork while they chat and talk and enjoy fellowship with like-minded spiritual seekers. So that tells you the whole day there. It's just going to be really joys within you, but during the day, you're going to feel it all around too. And
wow, it's a whole day. With all access to all that stuff and with Dr. Morley and yoga demonstrations and his talks and then Jyotish and Davies talks and all of that. Boy, it's a long day. That's got to be really expensive to come, isn't it?
It's free.
Really?
It's a free event. Yeah,
that's
what I was just going to say. Yeah. So please, if you can't make it, talk to a friend, somebody who maybe is not, doesn't think it's for them. Well, give them this opportunity to have this experience of what it can be like to integrate your life totally spiritually with your own ideals. It's going to be a wonderful, like we said, immersion.
How fabulous. Well, guess what, folks? I have pulled out my calendar and I put a big old line down on Saturday, May 6th. So I am not going to schedule myself to work.
All right.
Yeah. I've blocked it out on my calendar already. I want all the rest of you to block it out on your calendar and let's all go literally get spiritualized and energized up at the Blue Lotus Temple. Gosh, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful day. And you said it starts at 11:30 till how long do you think it's going to go?
It's 11:30 till 4.
Okay. And then probably people may want to hang out a little bit and shop some more or something.
Yeah. And one important thing I didn't mention is you do want to register. So you go to the website, and we'll give you the website in a bit. But you do want to register, put your name and email down, because the first 100 attendees who pre-register and who attend, those that attend, they get a chance to pick up at the event one free copy of the newly published pocket edition of the Autobiography of a Yogi. We're going to be doing that, a giveaway to the first 100 that show up that are registered.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't know there's a new pocket version of Autobiography of a Yogi. Now that, of course,
just came out.
The most read spiritual book ever in the history of the world.
Except for maybe the Bible, I would say. It's probably, I think the quote is the most widely read spiritual biography.
Yeah, it is. It is phenomenal. And it was the book, you remember, who's the Apple guy? Steve Jobs?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Steve Jobs had them given away at his funeral.
Yeah, it was. Now, I'll tell you what I know about that story with Steve Jobs. You know, of course, the founder and the Apple guy. He had one book on his iPhone, only one, and he read it once a year. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. So it was really fabulous. It's a book, if you haven't read it, you need to read it. It's usually what has started most of us on this the spiritual path. And I think you can read it free at the ananda.org, the worldwide website, but this is a pocket version. Man, that's got to be a pretty thick. I got to see what that's all about. But so the first 100 people that pre-register online and then attend get the pocket version. I guess that's, I better pre-register.
Happy to give that away. Yeah.
Yeah, I better pre-register. All righty. So yeah, I'm looking at the clock. We got to take.
There's also food. So we do want people to register so we know that they're coming.
Well, yeah, and food's important. You know, I usually judge events by how good the food is, and there's always good food at Ananda. So we're going to go on hold for just a moment here, Bhima, so we can take care of advertisers for the last time in the show. We'll come back and find out anything more Bhima wants to tell us about May 6th. And that big event, and then whatever else might be coming up with the farm or Ananda this month. So stay right where you are. More with Bhima from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down our Palm Sunday edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from Natasha Venter, our wonderful medium, animal communicator, and personal awareness coach. She'll be in 2 weeks from today, and remember that she does her regular podcasts at 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. Just go to YouTube, search Natasha Venter. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. Give her a call if you want to schedule a reading. 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And remember our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's phenomenal energy. See her in person if you want to enjoy the gong room and the acutonics forks and everything in person and get a chiropractic adjustments. Or she can work with you remotely. You can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All right, we are headed back to Bothell and Bema at the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple today. And so, Bema, anything else about the May 6th event and so forth that you want to tell us about before we move on?
That covers it. Just wanted to recap in case somebody's joined. It's an afternoon free event. To experience a multifaceted, integrated life of meditation and yoga. And not only do we have all these different experiences, all these free experiences, like a yoga demo, storytelling from ancient India, meditation, music, food, and fellowship, but we also have a special talk from UN Global Peace Ambassadors and Ananda Worldwide Spiritual Directors, Jyotishin Devi. So that is what we encourage you to attend this spring, May 6th, to 11:30 to 4 p.m. at Ananda in Bothell. As Martha said, it's by Canyon Park, just south of the PCC QFC there. So we really hope you can make it and register online at AnandaWA.org.
I don't know, a thought just occurred to me that if you do attend, and because getting to hear Jyotish and Devi and meeting them, in person, it may just be the closest you're going to get to Paramahansa Yogananda's energy. I mean, they are very advanced spiritual beings and gosh, can you imagine the incredible work they do to be recognized by the United Nations as peace ambassadors? Wow. What a thrill to be in their presence. So, we don't get to see them very often up here. So take advantage of it. And it's free. How can you beat that? I've marked out my calendar. Indeed. So I don't
hoping to maybe share a little bit of news upcoming from the farm if we have time.
Yeah. Right, Anna, because I was going to go to the farm next if you weren't. So what do you got?
Yeah, so Ananda Farm on Camano Island, if you don't know, is going into now its 11th year.
Oh my gosh, has it been 11 years? Holy moly.
It's coming on it. It's coming on it in December. So,
wow.
And this year the first public event really that you can come is going to be April 22nd. So coming up pretty soon, we're having our first plant sale of the season. So you can come and buy fruit trees, vegetable starts, herb starts. Of course, we'll have all of the wonderful products on display as well, the essential oil-based soaps and amazing medicinal products.
They are amazing. I've got it right now.
Life-saving.
So I can show Nathan. Got to tell you, if you don't have the Ananda lip balm, then I can show you on my camera here. See, it's in my pocket right now, so I can show it to Nathan on Zoom. And there's, it's just the greatest lip stuff. Ooh, had to put it on since I have it out of my pocket. But the products, I mean, all, you know, all natural, handmade with so much love and high vibrational energy. The produce from the farm is phenomenal, and it is incomparable to anything else. It's so alive, and the vibration. If I get the prana mix, I start eating it right just before I can make a salad or anything. It's just so good. I wanted to mention too, though, Bhima, is that the farm is already harvesting, and I think last Sunday was the first time there was an Ananda Farm produce set up after service on Sunday. So I think you guys are there every Sunday now with stuff, right?
Yep, we had harvested greens and made fresh nettle pesto that was for sale today. So you're right. Every Sunday now, you can look forward to picking up whatever is growing now at the Blue Lotus Temple on Sundays after service.
Now, when do the? Because I know that Ananda Farms goes to some of fruit places, stands, you know, when those things start happening around up in the community. But I don't think those neighborhood things have started yet.
The farmers markets.
Markets, yeah.
So the farmers markets, the first one to start is Everett, and that is starting May 14th, so not far away. May 14th.
So not too far.
Is the first Sunday, and so we'll be there every Sunday until October 29th. So it's a long season for Everett. And then if you're up further north, there's the Stanwood Farmers Market that we are also a part of, and that starts June 2nd.
Okay, so May and June for the farmers markets, and Ananda's always there. Plus, now if you're interested in the plant sale, that's going to be April 22nd. I'm assuming that's a Saturday?
Yeah, April 22nd and then May 20th. Those are the two plant sales at the farm in this spring time to pick up your stuff to get gardening.
Wonderful. Now, I don't know. I haven't seen anything about it or gotten anything, but in years past, sometimes you've done the farm dinners for people to come. Are those going to happen this year?
Yeah, we have three scheduled. So before I mention those dates, your weekly farm schedule, once we get started with in the summertime, is we are at the farmers market in Stanwood on Fridays, starting June 2nd. And then June 3rd, the very next day, is our open house day every Saturday from 12 to 3. The farm is open, and you can buy produce, and we have a farm store there. And sometimes we serve lunch as well. We call it the Prana Cafe. So Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday again, we're down in Everett. So you can just think of the weekends as a time to connect with Ananda, either Ananda Farm, either at the farm on Saturdays or Friday and Sunday at the farmers markets. But like you were mentioning, Martha, we're having those farm suppers starting up July. So July 22nd.
Okay. All right. So we'll be talking about those more when we talk. We're just about out of time, though. I wanted to make sure. I'm sure all the farm stuff we can find on the website, AnandaFarms.com. www.thethirdhouse.com. Would that be correct?
That's right.
All right. Yep. So if you're interested in any of this stuff, the details you would find would be at AnandaFarms.com. AnandaFarms.com is where all the farm stuff will be posted.
That's right.
Well, Bhima, thanks so much for taking part of your Sunday to speak with us. And I'll look forward to chatting with you again soon. And I'll probably see you on May 6th.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you, Martha. And thank you, everyone,
thank
listening.
You. God bless, Bhima. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Boy, that wraps us up for another Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. Next week is Healing Sunday on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with me. Stacy will be here too. And Nathan, we'll have a full house and open phone lines for you to call in for free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And we were busy on the phone start to finish last month, and it was just Dr. Nels covering all the bases. So we'll be able to do more with both he and Linda in the studio. So plan on that next Sunday. And then, gosh, I guess we're done. Nathan's doing that thing with his finger that tells me it's okay to wrap anytime now. So stay tuned. Well, we're still Encore Mystic Radio after. I think so if you want to do that. Otherwise, join us next week for Healing Sunday, Dr. Nels and Linda. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things and pray for a wonderful reunion for Tokate Lolita.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the hosts of this program and not KKNW. This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dina Kodiak. Former President Trump should not take the stand in the hush money case against him in New York.